Last fall, voters in 11 states approved constitutional amendments making marriage an exclusively heterosexual institution. The debate was especially bitter in Ohio because the amendment there also declared that the state won't recognize domestic partnerships that look like marriage. That sparked worries that domestic partner benefits at the state's universities might be affected. But as Bill Cohen of Ohio Public Radio reports, virtually nothing has changed.
It was part two of the Ohio amendment that sparked the most controversy, declaring Ohio would not recognize relationships of unmarried people that, quote, approximate the design, qualities, significance, or effect of marriage, end quote. The leader of a coalition of fundamentalist Christians and Catholic bishops said that part was crucial to stop five state universities from promoting what he called counterfeit marriage. Phil Burris noted they were offering insurance and other perks to the unmarried gay partners of their employees.
What Ohioans should be outraged about is the fact that at Ohio State University, Miami University, are bringing couples in and saying, you know, raise your right hand or whatever and sign this document and then giving them the benefits of marriage. This has got to be stopped.
State university presidents feared the amendment might indeed be interpreted by the courts to block domestic partner benefits, so they rallied against it. They were joined by many groups, as well as Ohio's Republican governor and two U.S. senators. They were swayed by the university's argument that the restriction could keep them from recruiting the best and brightest faculty and researchers, hindering Ohio's economic rebound. 62% of Ohio voters okayed the amendment anyway. You might think that's prompted major changes at state universities, but it has not. In fact, none of the schools that offer the benefits has given any sign it plans to drop them. James Garland, president of Miami University in southwest Ohio, contends the domestic partner benefits it's giving to about 19 staffers are job perks, not marriage benefits.
The university under law is entitled to award benefits of employment, such as health insurance, dental, vision insurance. Those are distinct from the legal benefits of marriage, which include things like inheritance rights, child custody, and so forth.
Meanwhile, Ohio State University simply says it will keep offering the benefits unless a judge orders it to stop. You might expect leaders of the campaign that got this amendment passed to be fuming, but they're not. In fact, Phil Burris says his group has no plans to sue the universities and force them to drop the fringe benefits.
That's not why we were created. We were created to make sure that the Ohio State Supreme Court does not force upon us same-sex marriage. That's why we changed the Constitution.
At the moment, the usually shrill debate over gay rights and domestic partner benefits at Ohio colleges has stopped, but it could break out again. State Senator Jim Jordan says he's upset about the universities not changing their policies, and he hopes to pressure them by holding up millions of dollars for them in a new state budget.
I think there needs to be a debate about this, and frankly, we may need to put in the budget that you can't do what you're continuing to do because the Constitution says so.
The domestic partner benefits issue in Ohio may be in legal limbo, but that may not last long. The battlefield for the verbal war may simply change from the voting booths to the halls of the legislature. That's where Ohio lawmakers debated gay marriage and domestic partner benefits themselves just a year ago. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.